Proverbs for the day, January the 14th, Proverbs 14, verse 1. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Well, it is impossible to dodge around the primary destination of this truth. Keep in mind, it is a public truth that can be observed. It's a truth that should be taught, though it's rarely found in typical education. Ladies, this is it's a truth for women. Every wise woman buildeth her house. No way to get around that. You say, well, why aren't you talking to men today? Well, they don't happen to be in the verse today, but trust me, their time comes more often than even yours. Amen. Let's look at three things. Let's read the verse again. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with their hands. First of all, building and not battling. The typical spirit today is one of a female dominance in one form or another out there in the world. And since this series is not widely attended by people, there's not going to be a major backfeed to me about this devotion today. But the chances are good that even among this listening group, someone will chafe at what I will say today. Many a woman's mindset, and that includes young women, is not one of building a home, but rather of having her way and getting her way and, you know, having what she wants. And it's pumped into you and it's conditioned into you and it's in human nature anyway as it stands. And this has become the belief and expectation of many a woman when it comes to life and marriage and the home setup. And perhaps the spoiling of young women is part of it. Today, you know, you do have a lot of liberty and power and recognition that is freely offered that can cause a wrong expectation. Now, I don't think it has to cause a wrong expectation. I think that the Lord can use young ladies in many, many a way as long as the boundaries are set and so that, you know, the standard isn't changed. God's standard is for a woman to build and not battle. Now, in order to do so, they need a measure of liberty. That's true. And young man, if you're listening, or husband, you need to realize that, a measure of liberty. And women, you must be a good steward of your liberty. But the point is this today. Listen, battling your husband is not God's way. Thinking that he has to be forced and pushed and cajoled and hassled and everything is not the way to do it. Battling your brothers and males as a whole is not God's way. So there has to come a point when these things are taught. And the ideal way, Titus 2, is to be taught by your own gender in the sense that that way you're going to believe it a little bit more and see it modeled out, as they say today, see it lived out. But building and not battling. And it's your choice as a woman. Now, I am not ignoring the fact that there are some really bad situations for women, okay? There's just no doubt there is. And if a man's listening, I hope you are, you need to realize that the first thing to ask yourself as a leader, in Sun Tzu's The Art of War, he said, if an order is not carried out, the first person to question is the one who gave the order. Was the order clear? Was it just? Was it right? Etc. But ladies, building and not battling. The battling mentality is what the world uses. It's what the world has put forth. It's what you see in the Old Testament in lives like, you know, Jezebel and Micah, David's wife from Saul, the king. Building and not battling. Secondly, building and not belittling. The thing of the day is to treat males as if they are less than functional. I don't know if it's ever dawned upon you as a woman that men have run armies with all the full logistics for 6,000 years. Men have had to run armies and equip men down to their socks, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of men, and they've done a great job of it. And so it is not that a man cannot do certain things, it's that God gave each of us a place. God gave you as a woman a basic role, and it is very important. Haven't you ever heard the joke, God made Adam first so he wouldn't have somebody giving him advice on how to make him? He wouldn't have Eve looking over his shoulder. You should laugh at that, ladies, because you have a temptation. Years ago, there was a thing called the Holiness Nightmare they gave us in Bible Institute. And it was a list of things of what is sin, defining sin in your life. One of them was nervousness, anxiousness, watching someone do something you just know you can do better. Now, God made order. Beware of the spirit of the age, and believe not every spirit. Beware of the thinking and the talking of this generation. Watch your comments. Trace your comments to your thinking and realize, okay, I have got to avoid belittling the man. I've got to avoid that. I cannot belittle him. It is real easy to do. It is actually just as easy as breathing to do. And so I pray that what will happen is that you'll give some thought to it. All right, building and not balking. Now, a balk, as a noun, is a ridge of land left unplowed or anything left untouched. And that fits the description of how some people deal with their leaders' expectations. Some people have aggressive behavior that battles outwardly. But some people have balking behavior. It battles passively by just not cooperating. It just does not do what is expected. They call it out there in behavior passive-aggressive. And it has many variations thereof. Passive-aggressive is like when you take the young fellow on the job and you tell him, get those 2x4s and carry him and get over there quickly. And the more you tell him to hurry, the slower he walks. That's passive-aggressive. Passive-aggressive is when you tell somebody to do something and they do it, but they barely do it as slow as they can, or they wait as long as they can. Now, are there some unreasonable men? Duh, yes. That doesn't negate the teaching that there can only be one head. So the idea is this, is battling and not balking. Listen, it's so important to do things because we're doing them as unto the Lord and not unto man. It says, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Are you battling? Are you belittling? Do you find yourself balking? Now, these are tough questions. I know that. And it doesn't happen all that often in our devotions. So why not let's just go ahead and deal with it. And you pray over it today and ask God to give you some wisdom. Be a wise woman. Build your house.